Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson calls for arrests of ICE officers. By Warner Todd Houston on October 7, 2025. Chicago's Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson suggested on Tuesday that the Chicago police should arrest ICE agents and other federal officers who he claims are breaking his new executive order aimed at hampering immigration enforcement. On Monday, Johnson signed a dubious executive order creating ICE-free zones to ban federal agents from using city-owned properties as staging areas for immigration enforcement. Johnson's proclamation comes as President Donald Trump suggested that the anti-ICE actions by Chicago's leaders are akin to an insurrection against the federal government. President Trump responds to a question on invoking the Insurrection Act, "It's been invoked before, as you know. If you look at Chicago, Chicago's a great city where there's a lot of crime. And if the governor can't do the job, we'll do the job. It's all very simple." pic.twitter.com/OU49Dre. Paula Market Intel, at Paula Market Intel, October 7, 2025. Now, the mayor is claiming that violations of his orders are a crime and those who break those rules should be charged. It's a crime. Here's the thing, anyone who commits a crime should be charged, Johnson said on Tuesday, according to the Chicago Tribune. I mean, isn't that the basic rule of what they ostensibly refer to as law and order? Despite Johnson's bellicosity, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling was less willing to support arresting federal officers and noted that he can't really expect CPD officers to arrest federal law enforcement because someone deems what they are doing is illegal. Watch, I wish you loved Chicago as much as you hate President Trump. Snelling had also told the press that the CPD has no duty to interfere in ICE activities, and said, "We do not interfere with the duties and responsibilities of federal agents. We don't have to agree with it. It doesn't matter." Cook County State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke's office also demurred from taking a stance on the mayor's threats. Despite the lack of direct support for his confrontational proclamations, Johnson insisted that he intends to prosecute federal officers. "We're going to see people in court," Johnson exclaimed. "As far as other authority that allows for us to be able to enforce this ordinance, we're exploring." Over the weekend, news broke that police officials had ordered the police not to respond to calls for help from federal law enforcement officers who were under siege in Chicago by violent pro-illegal migrant activists. Watch, President Trump is getting results. Outrage ensued after it was learned that a Chicago police dispatcher had told units, "We're not sending anybody out to that location when federal agents called for help." Despite the evidence from the dispatcher, Superintendent Snelling denied that the CPD has been ordered to stand down from helping federal agents calling for emergency help. "I will say there was a lot of miscommunication, back and forth about what was really happening out there on the ground, and we need to do better," Snelling claimed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.